fan show, friend of the show, Eric Conkle, the new coach, Tulsa, go to Hurricane out of the American Conference. Coach Conkle, what's up, brother? How is Tulsa treating you so far, man?
Boss man, Tulsa's treating me great. It's great to be with you again. I appreciate you.
No doubt, man. Hey, man, let me ask you about your time in Louisiana Tech, man. Winning season every year. A bunch of 20 win seasons as well when you was there, six of them. And talk about the foundation you set there to help you get this job here at Tulsa, man.
Well, we had a tremendous 7 years at Louisiana Tech. Absolutely loved the people of Ruston. Personally, it was a terrific place for us. Professionally, loved the players that was able to coach, the people we got to work with every day in the administration. And allowed us to have a good bit of success. And really without them, of course, wouldn't be in this position to be here at the University of Tulsa. Coming to Tulsa was kind of a full circle moment for me. I was a graduate assistant here many years ago, my first year out of college. The opportunity to come back has been really, really special, and to now try to reload this program and get it to the point where we're competing with conference championships again, of course, is the goal.
No doubt. And what's good about what you did, Eric, is that you brought a lot of people you knew around right with you from your staff at Louisiana Tech. And you got a good representation from a young man who was at Alabama. So talk about your staff, man, and how important it was to bring with you people who you knew, who knew how you wanted to build this program, who you could trust and were loyal to you and your vision for your program.
Well, I think people are the most important thing of any organization, the most important. And you start with the staff. And those are the people that, you know, I get to be the head coach and stand up in games and talk to you like this. But our coaching staff, the assistant coaches that I've been fortunate to work with over these years, have really been the backbone of things that we do. And in coming here to Tulsa, being able to bring them with was an important thing to me. And we did that. So the majority of the people that are in our staff here come from us, from Louisiana Tech. Duffy Conroy, who's with us for 7 years, Desmond Heyman for three, Josh Wolf for three, added Yafet King, who was with us for 3 years at Louisiana Tech and spent the last 3 years at SMU. Even Alan Massey, our director of scouting here, was a GA for us for 2 years, then went to Longwood. So then we've added some other guys like Jackson Patton, who was at the University of Alabama as a graduate assistant. So added a lot of experience and insight from that program into ours here. So really, really excited about the group of guys I get to work with every day.
I think it's cool, Eric, that you're able to get your staff in place early, because some coaches who got hired are trying to find a staff. And you already have a set friendly staff who knows how you work, who knows what to expect, and you can get players to buy in earlier now and build those bonds. That's very important. The players that you, I know you're very important to you and your staff. It's a relationship piece so important to everybody in this business, especially with players, that if they trust and believe in you, they'll play hard for you, as you and I both know.
Absolutely. I mean, it starts again with the type of staff that you have and the type of energy that the players can see among that staff. And we get along great. We spend so much time together, and not just our staff, but also our staff families, the wives and children in our program as well. We're a tight-knit group. And I think a couple things. One, the players will feed off of that and just see that, hey, we're aligned, and we're a group of guys that are trying to do whatever we can as a unit to help our players be successful. And then also, I think those types of guys can attract in recruiting this type of players that we're looking for, that can not only be great basketball players, but be great teammates, be great people in the community. And so those things are vitally important as we look to build this program.
I think it's cool that you actually signed two high school guys from Texas. Because, you know, right now it's the portal phase right there. Everybody loves that portal. But you signed two high school guys. Look how important it is to build your program from the high school ranks still. Using the portal when you have to. Talk about these two young men you have, B.B. Knight and Josiah, we have coming into your program, man.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about them. And like you said, boss man, I think it's so important to still build a program. I know it's become more challenging. But I think there's also more opportunity in ways, especially from the high school ranks, because they can be a little bit overlooked. BB and Josiah were two young men that had signed with us at Louisiana Tech. They had asked for their release. And once they did, that opened it up for them to be recruited. And we were pleased that they were excited about coming with us here to Tulsa. And then also Charles Chukwu, who signed with the previous coaching staff, gave us an opportunity to recruit him again and get to know him. Good big man from the Houston area as well. So all three of our high school signees have a little bit of synergy with one another, all coming from that Houston region, but we still want to have great balance in our recruiting. High school, junior college, four-year transfer, find a way to build the roster, not only with skill set, but the type of people that we're bringing here.
No doubt. And for those who might not remember, I asked this question, we got the job of losing our tech, but what's your ideal player in your program, Eric, that you want to have represent your program going forward, man?
Well, first, I think it's so important to find the right type of person, guys that we enjoy being around. And the guys that we like are guys that've got great juice, guys that are energetic, guys that are really committed to being great at basketball, guys that love the game. And then also guys that we just trust and know that they're going to do things in a first-class manner. And, you know, that has proven to be a great formula, I think, not just in basketball, but in life. And we're looking for those types of guys consistently that we can grow with. And we're excited about the guys in our program now, the guys that are coming in. We still got a little bit of work to do and fill a few more spots, but we're on the hunt trying to find them.
How was it getting seeing your guys on the court for a little bit? I know they're going home for summer now. They'll come back in June. So how was seeing your guys on the court? Can you get a feel for how you want things run, a little different from Coach Hayes was? So talk about that and seeing what you kind of had already in-house so far.
Yeah, that was so important. When I went to Louisiana Tech, I got the job in late May. So there was jumping right into final exams, got to meet the guys, but not spend any time with them on the court. And I think the court is kind of what brings us all together a little bit. We all here because we love basketball. We love people. We love development. We love being a part of a team. So being out on the floor was great. We got about 3 weeks, got to be able to introduce some of the things that we want to do skill-wise, especially on the offensive end, footwork, and get a chance to see what guys could do. And I know that was really important for us, but also important for those players to be able to show us some of the things they can do skill-wise. So that gave us a little bit of an assessment to see what we needed in the recruiting this spring. And those are the types of things that we're addressing.
No doubt. And also, Eric, what you and I both noticed, there's so many times where guys get better. So get them on the court individual in those drills because, you know, in November and fall, you work focused on the team trying to beat an opponent. You're not really focused on getting better skill-wise. Come about the summertime, especially being a new hire now here at Tulsa, getting the guys who are coming in, getting them developed skill-wise to be prepared for September and October when practice starts for that November opening date down there.
Well, like you said, I mean, we're in final exams right now. And so our guys will be breaking for a few weeks and then coming back for summer session one. We'll have our newcomers come shortly thereafter, getting ready for summer session two. But we've got 8 weeks in the summer, and there's a balance of how we're working on our pieces. How are we getting stronger individually? How are we getting more skilled? All the while building a team chemistry. But then, of course, we'll have some team aspects and things that we'll work on, things that we want to introduce because it's so new to everybody. And then, of course, in the fall, then we're starting to really get geared up towards team strategy, team dynamics after we evaluate the summer, all the while still finding different moments of time to work on individual skills. And that's been how we did it at Louisiana Tech. We want to keep finding ways to help guys get better each and every day, all the while building an overall team commitment so that we're just all pulling in the same direction for one another.
Most definitely. And Eric, being in the American Conference, I feel like you all have like a national brand. I knew about Tulsa as a kid down here in Georgia. I knew about Tulsa. So they have a national brand now. So when guys get a call from you and your staff, like, I've heard of Tulsa before. How does that feel now knowing that, hey, just by the name that you get a guy's interest to say, hey, you know where they're from in America, they want to say, I want to come play for Tulsa now.
Tulsa's got a great brand, like you said, in a national one. There's great tradition here. You think about Nolan Richardson coming here in the early 80s and having guys, you know, I'm a Bucks fan, JR. We've talked about that with Paul Pressey here, went on to be a great Milwaukee Buck. You go through Tubby Smith's first head coaching job was here. Bill Self spent time here. Been great, great list of coaches. Frank Haith did a tremendous job here in recent history. But you think about the different guys that have come through this place, Shea Seals, Michael Ruffin, number of different great players that have been here. And then it's a great fan base. This is an interesting place where you've got over 1 million people in this community, but no professional sports. And you've got the University of Tulsa men's basketball team that has drawn such a big following over the years. And we're just trying to get that ignited again.
No doubt. And also, Eric, non-conference games now, brother, you don't have to worry about buy games as much anymore in the American Conference. So how's it going to be feel scheduling games, kind of like figure out who you want to play, do you want to challenge yourself or play in more MTEs? How's it going to be playing that game and not having to worry about something like you did in the last take so much? It's buy games now.
Well, scheduling in the American Conference is so important, as it is everywhere, and there's just a different formula. We've got to be able to find ways to create those non-conference matchups that can increase our net ranking, not just of ours, but our entire league. And I know that's a mission. We've got conference meetings coming up on Friday, and I know scheduling is always a big part of it. But I know we're in a great MTE. We got to find some home games, but we're looking for those non-conference matchups that can help us. And of course, with a brand new team, and we've got to be able to find a good balance in that non-conference, but we've got to prepare ourselves for a very good American Conference schedule, because I think it's going to be a loaded schedule. You look at the teams in this league that are bringing a lot back, some of the teams that have addressed a lot of special needs in recruiting. It's going to be a great league this winter.
And last one for Eric, how happy were you to see Talvin get the job at Louisiana Tech, man? A guy who worked for you for 3 years as well, but he went to Texas Tech and he's coming back. How happy are you for him to lead that program that you left behind down there in Ruston, man?
Thrilled, absolutely thrilled for him. And Talvin's first, a great man, a really good person. His wife, Jamika, daughter, Ryan, they had a great connection to Ruston. Jamika's family there, mother went to Louisiana Tech. But on top of all those things, he did a great job for us as an assistant coach, went on to Texas Tech that year and gained even more experience. But he's very professional. He's very kind. He's absolutely all about helping players, but yet holding them accountable and to a high standard and helping them become the best version of them. But, you know, feel very, very proud of him and excited for him and what he's going to do. He's going to do great things there at Louisiana Tech.
Eric, man, thank you for your time, buddy. As always, man, I'm cheering for you. If the schedule works out good for me, I'll see you in Memphis at the FedEx Forum, man, where you play Penny Hardaway and those boys. Hopefully, it works out for me. The Hawks off there. That's like, come over and see you guys play, man.
Oh, we got you. We got you anytime, boss, man. You come up and see us anytime.
All right, buddy. Be safe and see you soon, brother.
All right. Take care now. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye now.